Hello everyone, welcome to the August 6th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Bouger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for August 6th to August 13th and beyond? Not much changes in the zodiac during the week, but there is something fairly major happening on Saturday, August 12th. Mercury will begin a retrograde period at 17 degrees Leo in the sidereal zodiac. Mostly, Mercury retrograde periods are an inconvenience. There are delays in communications, more mistakes than usual, more misunderstandings, people are more irrational, and so forth. But sometimes it can be worse. And this Mercury retrograde period will turn into quite a doozy before it ends in September. First, let's note that when Mercury begins its retrograde, it will be closely aspected by Neptune, which lies opposite in Aquarius. This is problematic because Mercury retrograde is already a bit irrational, and here it is being influenced by the planet of the irrational, the planet of dreams and illusions. Mercury is the planet of information, the planet of the media. Neptune, at its worst, can be deceiving. So, be on the lookout for fake news. After several days, as Mercury backs up in Leo, it starts to get out of range of Neptune's direct influence. And then, 2 weeks into Mercury's retrograde period, a rather difficult situation emerges. Mars enters Leo on August 26th. Mars is Mercury's enemy. The planet of aggression, conflict, and impatience doesn't mix well with Mercury's rational, reasonable approach. Mars is the stronger of the two planets and overwhelms Mercury. Mercury is already making mistakes and creating misunderstandings due to being retrograde. Mars adds impatience and anger. Thus, a rather toxic mix. Mars plus Mercury puts the planet of force together with the planet of speech, resulting in argument. Another thing, Mars is more virulent than usual because it is now the dispositor of two other malefic planets, Uranus, which is in Mars's sign Aries, and Saturn, which is in Mars's other sign Scorpio. Thus, Mars is representing both the energy of the planet of surprise and disruption, and the planet of harsh realities, adding them to its own energy for force and violence. Starting in the final days of August, Mars and retrograde Mercury are heading towards each other and towards their inevitable conjunction, which will be on September 3rd at 4 degrees Leo. As it happens, this is the degree of the August 21st eclipse. Eclipses sensitize the degree on which they occur, forming a sort of astrological pothole in the zodiac. Due to landing exactly at the eclipse degree, the Mars retrograde Mercury conjunction has the potential to have more impact than it might otherwise. And making things more interesting, there's an exact trine aspect from Uranus, which is also retrograde, at 4 degrees Aries. Trine aspects encourage and assist the energy of what they aspect. Uranus is the planet of sudden, unexpected events. It's also the planet of inspiration and enlightenment. So, maybe out of all of this, however it manifests, we will end up having a revelation of some sort. Mercury will end its retrograde period on September 5th still hanging out at the eclipse degree, still conjunct Mars, and still in a tight trine aspect with Uranus. The energy pattern persists for a few more days, and then finally starts to break apart. Nothing in astrology is all bad. So, what is Mercury retrograde good for? Like any retrograde planet, the way astrology sees it, is that the planet is retracing its steps in the zodiac. In other words, going back over things. So we have the idea of reviewing, reconsidering, re-examining. In this case, it's the planet of rational thinking and communications, reconsidering previous thought and communication. So, rethinking, introspection, editing, answering past correspondence, finishing up past business, paying of past bills, getting back in touch. But when Mars enters the picture, things get rather dodgy. So, best to get the reviewing and finishing up past business done before things start to go off the rails. Okay, now I'll go through the zodiac and describe some of what you can expect based on your rising sign. Once again, this is the sidereal zodiac. If you are thinking of your Western astrology chart, you need to subtract 24 degrees from the rising degree to get the sidereal rising degree. But before we begin, a word from our sponsors. That's you. To those few who have made contributions to keep this YouTube channel going, a deep bow of gratitude. And to those who are still getting a free ride, I ask you to consider what life would be like without the astrology news report. So stick around for the end of the video where you'll find the link for making a donation. If you are Aries rising, Mercury will be retrograde in your fifth house, where it will cause misunderstandings with your lover and or your child. Mercury is the planet of business transactions. The fifth house is speculation and investment. This is not a good time to be dealing with your investments, unless it's getting rid of that underperforming stock. The fifth house is advice and counsel. Mercury retrograde indicates misinterpretation, miscommunication. So any advice during this time is suspect. The situation gets worse when Mars enters Leo at the end of August, when relations with lover and or child will deteriorate due to arguments. For Taurus rising people, Leo is your fourth house, which puts Mercury retrograde in your house of home, the domestic scene, comfort and stability, and your assets, including your car. Since Mercury retrograde periods are known for equipment breakdowns, you need to be ready for a trip to your mechanic, or maybe it's an electrical problem in the home. Communications on the home front will be more prone to misunderstandings and thus upset your equilibrium. Likewise, there will be issues with your mother, which get worse at the end of August and in September when Mars comes into the picture. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, Mercury is retrograde in your third house. This is a particularly problematic situation, since Mercury is a planet much connected with everyday operations, and so is the third house. Communications with neighbors and close relatives are likely to suffer. Your efforts and initiatives will likely backfire. Getting anything started while Mercury is retrograde is not a good idea in any case, since judgment is faulty, and the new endeavor will be plagued with delays and mistakes. For Cancer rising people, retrograde Mercury affects your second house of personal finances, material possessions, family, and speech. Mercury, the planet of transactions, is not going to be favorable in your house of money. be careful when adding up figures, making out checks, inspect the sales receipt, and so forth. The planet of communications going backwards in your house of speech makes you especially prone to make mistakes when speaking to others. The family situation, likewise, will suffer due to misunderstandings. And then the whole thing gets worse when Mars joins in starting the end of the month. If you are Leo rising, you have a very direct experience of Mercury retrograde, which will get really intense when Mars comes in on August 26th. Be especially careful in communicating with others. Misunderstandings, and later with Mars, anger, will be a constant issue. As the planet of rational thinking, Mercury governs making decisions. When Mercury is backwards, the decision process gets screwed up, and even more so when Mars brings in the impatience factor. We'll all get to see it in action by watching Donald Trump. He's Leo rising. For Virgo rising people, Mercury will be retrograde in your 12th house of the subconscious, hidden actions, unknown people, loss and expense, and seclusion. Since retrograde Mercury is the thinking planet going back over things, and the 12th house is the house of the subconscious mind, this would be a good time for self-reflection, for introspection. On the other hand, communications with strangers will likely be confusing, even misleading, and could lead to losses. When Mars, planet of attack, enters into Leo at the end of August, you have to be especially careful that your subconscious anxiety doesn't overwhelm you. If you are Libra rising, Mercury retrograde affects your 11th house of goals, ambitions, profit and gain, accomplishments, friends and associates. Mercury is the planet of business transactions. If you were expecting to make some profit during this time period, it will be delayed. Mercury retrograde screws up communications, in your case, with 11th house people, friends, and associates. But if there's someone you have been meaning to get back in touch with, now would be a good time to do it. Just don't wait until Mars joins in after August 26th, because then the risk of being misunderstood will be far greater. For Scorpio rising people, Mercury is retrograde in your 10th house, where it can raise havoc in your professional or business activities, and even more so after Mars joins in. The planet of communications and making decisions backwards in your house of career will make career actions backfire, so be extra careful. The 10th house is also the house of authorities, in other words, your boss, and even government people. Communications with these people will tend to get screwed up during these weeks. On the other hand, this would be a good time to take care of unfinished business or go back and review and edit a report, proposal, or article that you had previously written. But when Mars joins in, there's a tendency to go overboard. Sagittarius rising people have Leo as their 9th house, so retrograde Mercury affects your good luck, beliefs, college courses if you are taking any, and relationship with your father and or guru. Since Mercury is the planet of study and learning, problems with your studies are a distinct possibility at this time. Mercury is a significator of travel. Taking a journey while Mercury is retrograde in your 9th house of long-distance journeys is not recommended. Retrograde Mercury won't do you any favors in your relationship with father or guru, but if this is someone who you have been meaning to get back in touch with, now may be a good time. Except, don't do it when Mars joins Mercury, which produces anger due to misunderstanding. For Capricorn rising charts, retrograde Mercury affects your 8th house. This is the house of secret actions, clandestine relationships, investigations, and research. Retrograde Mercury can be useful in the research and investigation area, but beware of a mistakes-prone Mercury if you are engaged in any kind of dodgy operations. Things could backfire on you. This is the house of financial arrangements, joint finances, partners' wealth, inheritance and insurance, even bank loans. Retrograde Mercury brings some problems in these areas: misunderstandings, miscalculation, delayed payment, wrong information. This is not a good time to be signing any financial contracts. The situation gets significantly worse when Mars joins in starting August 26th. If you are Aquarius rising, Mercury will be retrograde in your seventh house, the house of partnership, marriage, business partner, clients, deals in distant places. Mistakes and misunderstandings in one-on-one relationships is common with this placement, and it's not a good time for making deals that involve distant places. The potential for problems in communications with your significant other is the issue for you during this Mercury retrograde period, and after August 26th, when Mars shows up, it can get a bit out of hand. For Pisces rising charts, where Leo is your sixth house sign, retrograde Mercury will affect how you are dealing with problems in your life, and likely give you some as well. The problems stem from misunderstandings, miscommunications, equipment failures, and so on. The sixth house is also the house of work, of employment, and therefore relationships with coworkers, who will be a source of problems during this Mercury retrograde period. And when Mars comes along, the misunderstandings will escalate. Mercury plus Mars in your house of health and disease can also be a problem. Mercury governs nerves, Mars is inflammation. So, that's the roundup of Mercury retrograde for the 12 signs. And now, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please support this work. Help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks. And until next week.